Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling.
Greg, we appreciate you joining us here. We had a school board meeting last night. And first, let's start off with Newman Munson, who was there. Who are Newman Munson? What's their connection to the school? And what did you find out from them?
Our architects are Newman Munson, and they're actually from Iowa City. What they have done for us is, of course, our facility planning. Initially, we went through and did a facility study of all our facilities to kind of see what the needs were. That resulted in the bond issue that happened last spring, and then they continue to be our architect that we work with. So Newman Munson was there last night really to talk about LEED certification. And what LEED certification really is green energy, energy-efficient buildings, that you could certify your buildings based upon kind of a criteria. And so they discussed that a little bit with the board, talked about the pros and cons of actually having the expense of being LEED certified. The good news is that we're designing our buildings through the engineers and the architects to be as green and energy efficient as we possibly can. So the LEED certification is actually an additional expense that the district may or may not choose to do, but we still want to construct buildings that are very energy efficient and that ultimately are cost savings for the district for years to come.
Well, as you mentioned, there's one thing to just give the students the right message of being green, but there's another when you can save money with that as well.
Right, because certainly if you have daylighting issues, if you have energy efficient systems that are for heating, air conditioning, if you use other things in the building that are renewable, they talked about a lot of the materials coming from within a 500-mile radius of Pella. Those were important things. Also, materials that you put in, like carpet, paint, tile, that doesn't give off emissions. So there's a rating on all those things that sometimes that we don't always pay as close attention to as maybe we should. But this whole process is to take a look at those things and get materials and things into the building that make sense and ultimately are good for our students.
Well, there's a lot of balance that you have to have. One example they gave is that you might be able to get tile from Italy cheaper than here in the United States for whatever reason, but then you have to balance, do you want an American-made product with cost savings?
Right. Yeah, there is some challenges with a LEED certified building. Sometimes it can actually run into some additional cost. So we have to balance the additional cost versus the benefit of having a LEED certified building. But even if it's not LEED certified and we sit and look at the materials that we put into the building, it's important to think about some of those things, because you're right, they gave that example of how actually tile from Italy would be less expensive and sometimes more aesthetically pleasing than tile from a United States company that may actually cost more. So it's a challenge to look at those things and say, okay, so the cost benefit and what we get versus buying local. And so those are all things that the board has to think about. We kind of want to define some goals around that and make sure that we are moving the buildings forward the way we want to.
Well, then one challenge that hopefully will get a little less challenging for you is having to bring the school board in all the time. We'll just go ahead and tell everyone what they did and what that line they drew for you to then kind of take charge with.
Right. So any construction projects, that there's a change order process that happens from time to time. And really what that means is that when there's something unforeseen, something that needs to be changed within the planning or the building construction actually of the facility, that you have the ability to do change orders. And change orders can vary from really small $500,000 change orders to very large change orders that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So obviously we don't want a lot of change orders. We want the building constructed without any more of those than we absolutely have to have. But when we have those change orders, sometimes approval becomes important to keep the project moving forward and that they doesn't delay the project a few weeks just because we didn't get approval on a change order. So what the board did last night was set a $10,000 threshold for change orders. That means anything under $10,000 I would actually approve as superintendent and basically get recommendations from my director of maintenance, Chris Wimmer, and also our architects. And then we would go through and look at those change orders that are under $10,000 and approve them and let that process move forward. If they're over $10,000, then they would actually go to the board for approval before anything would be done. And so it kind of creates a threshold that if there's small, minuscule change orders that need to happen, we don't have to convene the board and get approval on those. We're just able to approve them and move forward. And then if there are things that are larger, bigger numbers, then we would still bring those things to the board and probably have special meetings to make that happen. But what really the purpose was for this whole thing is to make sure that we weren't having a lot of extra board meetings because if we do have change orders that come through and we don't want to have a board meeting every single week, that's a little bit of a daunting task for board members too. So trying to still be cognizant of their time at the same time, not let simple little change orders hold up progress.
Well, I talked last night after the school board meeting with Mr. Nelson about something he mentioned in his report, which is that Pella High, and I'm sure it's through the ranks, but specifically at the high school level, you've had an amazingly successful fall, not only sports season, but the band, the theater departments, the writing groups, everybody has been very successful. And Mr. Nelson wanted to attribute that to the hard work. And we just want to give you an opportunity. Tell us what you see from your position.
Right. Our kids in Pella, whether at the high school or other levels, but for sure it's visible at the high school how hard they work and how successful they are. So we have a lot of great things happening with kids. And certainly the effort that they show both on the athletic field, both in the classroom, and then, you know, even in areas of fine arts like speech and drama and music, which, of course, plays out in the fall with our marching band. So they're doing a great job. We have a lot of great sponsors and coaches in those areas. When you look at the football team having a district championship, our volleyball team being co-champions of the conference, our cross-country team being conference champs, being district champs, both boys and girls. They're going to go on and run at the state this Saturday. We've got the marching band that in its class were the winners in multiple contests this fall. We got the student newspaper that also gets accolades every year and really does a nice job. So it's amazing. This week is also the fall play begins, and Susie Jones and her department there do a great job. And so it's neat to see the kids and how they really perform, and they give a great amount of effort. And these kids are very busy. They're involved in multiple things. They still perform great academically. So it's just a good feeling to see the effort put forth by our students.
Very good, Greg. We appreciate your time as always. Anything else you want to reach out to the students and their parents out in the district?
Certainly, we're coming up to next week. We have parent-teacher conferences, so that'll be coming up again. We always encourage parents to come in and visit with teachers, whether it be at the high school, middle school, or elementary levels. And so please do come in and visit with teachers. Take that time. I think it's always meaningful to have that connection and kind of that face-to-face time with your teachers.
Well, and I know this is something at any of the schools that we cover, we always hear there's a direct correlation with parent interaction with the schools and student success. Is that correct?
Yeah, there certainly is. And it always seems like elementary parents have a little bit more opportunities to interact than what high school and sometimes middle school parents do. But a lot of times there's a lot of good news that people get and they feel like, well, I don't really need to go, but it's still nice to interact and just know from your student's perspective that you care enough to come in and actually visit with your student's teacher and just to know really what's going on.
Greg, we'll catch you after the next school board meeting. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.